Hello everyone, this is the Red News Fanzine Podcast. Thank you all for listening, and thank you all for buying the mag. And if you don't buy the mag, buy the mag. But if you want to support us a little bit more, we also have a Patreon that you can sign up to, and it's patreon.com/rednews. Now, here's the podcast. Goodbye.
Hello everyone, it's Red News Podcast 283. We're at Forest. It might be a quick, sporadic, mad one, and we'll do one after because lots are going on. I have to hope that I can get a duplicate ticket. Fingers crossed for me. I'm with Steve and Nick. We're in Nottingham. It's a lovely place. Always like it here, and it's a 3 o'clock, which is probably the last 3 o'clock we'll get all season. Can I just put in an early hate of the week? Went trick or treat, and I've never been a fan of that, or Bonfire Night, as you know. But I find it really weird, did it, and Albert loved it, that there were grown adults without kids opening the door like dressed as Freddy Krueger offering sweets. That's a fucking red flag in whatever language. That's not right, is it? Like, properly people, adults, grown adults, without a kid, opening the door like with screen faces. I just like, I know that's not allowed.
But we went last night, and there's a bloke, he does it every year near us. So this year, he was dressed as a scarecrow. And to be honest, no one noticed him when he come up. Then he starts moving. He made 3 kids cry who we were with. He were fucking brilliant.
I think this is exactly a year ago. It never used to be a big thing. Right, loads to get through. I thought, I've been very giddy for this. On the train up on my own, I thought we could play every pub we go into after the game. Wild Boys, Duran Duran, and we could go in and dance like it. Wild Boys! No, all right. Nick's late. Nick got off a train because it was too busy. Woo! We're just going to take the piss out of each other all day. So that's what, in a good way.
I'm going to call you daddy all day.
I know, I'm dressed like a mix of Johnny Mathert, that bald-headed tosser, with my bald head. But he always turned up against us, and he was a good player. And I've got a green jumper, unintentionally like Brian Clough.
No, you're not.
I'm going to slap
like
people.
That's what
right. Last week, took Albert, didn't see you all after, but just had a great day. And the difference in the last couple of weeks, where you log on and there isn't people arguing, it's been just such a lift. Today is big. I mean, every game is big. And the mad thing is, like, the further you go on a run, you think, oh, that's bigger than the last one, because are they going to revert to type, or are they actually going to disprove this series and kick on? But to take my boy, who loved being lifted in the air, as I said, but he actually saw. He didn't see people kicking off with each other as he'd seen at one game where we didn't win. He didn't see and he actually went because he saw lots of goals, which is what you want to do with your kid. He went, when can we go again? And I just thought, Manchester United winning makes such a fucking difference to grown-ups and kids.
Not just winning, but playing well. Yeah, I mean, like, there's players in this team that I actually like. I love Dalot. I think he's been superb this season. I thought Kuna against Liverpool was amazing. And Bumo against whoever we played last, Brighton, brilliant. And Seth, I watched the game back on Match of the Day. And Sesko put a proper shift in. They were brilliant.
I didn't really see the Nev moaning, but I said to Nick before, I think he, you know, is raw, but he was winning balls, and it shouldn't be a whoopsie compared to Hoyland. I thought he actually really put, I'd have him as the best game he had for us last week. He was offering, what he does is he got the ball and lays it off. And Bremo's first thought, not play it back, not tippy tappy sideways. Mbeumo's a loving goal. As soon as he gets the ball, it's not going to work off all the time. He wants to go for goal. Premier League proven players, which Fergie used to get, who are good and are getting better. And
my sort of negativity is creeping in. I was thinking this morning that we've signed exciting players before, like we've signed Sanchez, got him from Arsenal, and Sancho. And Di Maria and all these attacking players. And I remember Di Maria, I think it was Burnley away, and we come out of the ground that day thinking he's going to be a superstar, he's going to be brilliant. Three, Leicester four, five away. Games Leicester. Later I don't know whether
Van Gaal changed the system after 5-3.
Coached it out of him.
Van Gaal changed the whole thing because he got battered. Remember, Di Maria's... But the one, like, Sanchez never kicked on. You know, he had a terrible... No, he scored one goal.
I'm just scared that
these have got it.
No, I do.
And you said... Every time you've come on here, it's not fucking rocket science.
It isn't.
And it isn't. If you get very good players and you improve the situation. Now, I think, again, like, let's see. Today, Sean Dyche, or whatever. And I liked his thing about clickbait hitting out yesterday. Today is a test. Next week's a test. Let's see where... I'm not getting giddy, but I kept saying top six. And Nick, I don't mean to pick on you. I think we're all... football fans these days reactionary, but I do think, like, sometimes you've been pretty harsh on Cunha. Like, even last week he had a great game and you're saying, like, and it's like, you know, like, I sometimes think you're reactionary towards certain players, and I don't think... I'm not comparing him to Cantona, but I think he's a really good player. Hello, Nick.
Hello. No, I think the thing with Cunha is I think people like the idea of him as a type of player, and I think that, as I said last week, if I was having a five-a-side football team, I would pick him. I think he's great for that. I don't think he's had a blistering start at United. I don't think he's had an amazing start, and it's like, Nate, like, it's nice that at least you slapped me off to my face on a podcast for once, by the way. And Nathan last week,
but they don't hear
well.
All the things you say and to me, like, off screen.
But I just think that with Cunha is, I don't think he's been as good as what he thought until last week. I thought he was all right.
I think he's been superb.
What are your expectations?
I think he's been superb. He puts a shift in. We've not seen any sulking or like moaning and sort of dragging his arse around the pitch. I think he wants it, and
let's see at the end of the season.
What did he say? He was a United fan. When he said, "Does it hurts me as much as it hurts you?" I believe him. He wanted to come to United, where I don't think we can say the same about Sancho and Sanchez and a lot of other players in the past 10 years. I know you're a football geek, and I've been pissed most of the games this season.
Stop talking over the pod last week, Steve. I can hear your rah, 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 rah.
Oh, I can't remember. I had a fucking brilliant day. I had a brilliant day, and I got on the train on the way home, and there was a lad sat there. He was like, "Would you like a pork pie?" I went, "Yeah, I would." So I had a pork pie. Then he went and pulled out crackers and cheese. They were fucking brilliant.
Welsh Phil's just come round the pub offering chili cheese, which looks like a dead finger on CSI. Do you want some? Anyway, but I think your expectations.
Yeah, I think my expectations are high. I don't think we've seen any sulkiness like Steve. I don't think we've seen any of that from Cunha. I just think there's been a few games this season where he's gone severely missing him. And I look at the Grimsby game thinking that should be a game that you should be scoring a hat-trick in, something like that, and he didn't. And I know he's bedding in and all the rest of it. And hopefully he kicks on. I'd love to be wrong about leaving about it, but I'm just calling what I thought that I saw from each game.
I love you, but I do think you are... You know, like, and the Cunha, and you get it in your head about certain players, which we should, like, say, Nige was off, like, Nige, you know, like, Deleu tries, you know, loves United. I thought the ref last week was fucking terrible when that 4 fouls in a row that he wouldn't give us because I didn't appear.
Well, that goal still wasn't a free kick.
Brighton were very poor, so it's interesting. Were we good? You know, we were good, but Brighton put in the worst. But they, you know, like, and the worry is, but is Ahmad and Bremo for the African nations could miss 6 games. Let's see. But as the lot joked, Unana's the goalkeeper, so he could be back after 3 games. Right, so we're going to do a prop one afterwards, but Steve is going to take charge now.
Now?
Yeah, or do you want to do it after?
I'll do it after.
Okay, do it after.
Because I think you might need to vet some of these
things. Well, I'm going to have to edit it.
Because I just read them, and I've wrote these pissed up.
Right, save it for after.
I could do a couple now if you want.
Go on, do a couple, teasers.
Right, so you've dressed as Victor Meldrew today. What are your biggest fashion faux pas? Because I remember you at, I think it was Blackburn away, must have been about 20 years ago. You coped with that shit, you left it in the pub. It was like a horrible beer.
I know I had when shell suits were a massive thing in the late 80s, early 90s, I had a purple Adidas, which probably now would go for 300 quid shell suit. We played Rangers in a friendly, and I wore it, and I got so much beer stained, I didn't realise the plastic would show the stains in ultraviolet. It was a mad day that I went, because the pre-seasons were great in those days, that you got a right mix of people, that I went with a well-known United lad who said, we went in various, like, precursor to the other one, Rangers pubs, and United were just United. But he went, if you want to get on the firm, Barney, you're going to have to knock a programme seller out. I said, I'm not doing that. And he said, and you're wearing purple. So that's it. What's your biggest fashion bug?
Oh, Nick, he's loads. No socks.
No socks.
Skinny jeans.
Oh, you're fancy. Last week, I don't wear fancy dress. I've got about 18 photos of you wearing various guises at your swingers' nights.
You went?
I'm literally with the two people I know, considering I've worn it once, Tokyo, when we won 2008 Santa, the one time ever, and I'm surrounded by the two people who wear fancy dress pretty much every day.
I don't wear it every day. I've got a collection of outfits.
I've got a photo of you as a cow.
Yeah, cow with udders.
A baby.
Giant baby. So we went out in Newcastle dressed as giant babies, and somebody we worked with, the kid were donating a load of teddy bears. I went, I'll set them. So I went out in Newcastle dressed as a giant baby and spent about 20 minutes of the night throwing these teddy bears at coppers trying to knock their hats off.
What do you think? Bring it back to United, claw it back. What do you reckon the score's going to be?
2-1. I have to say that to you, to us, don't I now? Yeah, yeah.
4-1.
Us?
Yeah. Okay. It's on, Barney. I've been saying he's on. I am telling you. I'm
not. Wayne, who backed 60-1 after Liverpool.
I'm only a pint and a half in. So after the game, this is going to be, it is on, and I'll be growling. But
I really hope so.
At this moment in time, I don't think we'll win the league. Stranger things has happened. But as long as we're influencing who wins the league and we're having an effect, I'll take that for this season.
Having an effect, even that. Yeah. What was it? Shane's flirting.
No, but I just think,
what's
match of the day?
I know it's not United. I'm watching match of the day again, feeling happy, not waking up on a Monday feeling shit with United. Just aim for third, fourth, fifth. Look at that. We're not first. Look at that. And have you changed anything about
that? Well, who is first? Who is going to be first? Because Arsenal won't win.
If Arsenal don't win it, then they're bottom jobs.
I've said United, and I've said this for the past 6, 7, 8 years, United will win the league before Arsenal.
You have said that.
100%.
You have said that to me.
The mentality.
But they don't win it this season. But not that, give a shit if it's us or nothing. But obviously, I don't want the other two to fucking. Who's your tying in? No, so has it changed your feeling on Amorim at all? This?
Don't know yet. I hope I'm wrong. I said that last week. I don't know.
If you don't, you know.
I don't know how I feel about him. And I think that, as you know, he had to win the Brighton game. That was the one that I circled, and he did. Winning at Liverpool, we all give him a free pass there, and he won there.
See, I think it is more of a back four now, and I think that's gone under the radar a little bit.
Yeah, but it pushes someone up, which is good. They're getting finally. Sometimes delay. Someone.
Yeah, they're not getting overrun in the
Casemiro
field.
He's been
superb. Well, I think that's been the linchpin, really, of the success over the last few games, is that Bruno and Casemiro played so well together.
Bruno has not been as wild with his movement. He's quite. He's not going everywhere like Bruno usually.
I don't think he needs to, though. And I think that's been a big part of the success for it, is we've been torn apart by people being able to just literally walk through them.
How stupid of a squad that it takes like a year to be told what to do, and then they finally might have got it. Oh, yeah. Like dopey cunts. oh yeah, that might work. Bruno, yeah, stop going
job,
everywhere.
That happens all the fucking time, Barney.
Right, next time for the next mag, it's going to be shit for us. 5 fucking midweeks in a row to sell the next mag is going to be hard. But it's one of my favourite ever covers. Who is your, not, this is complicated, it comes with nuance. Who's your first United love? It doesn't mean your best United player that you saw for, you know, but your first United love. Because mine was Gordon McQueen. I loved his gallopy runs.
Olsen. Only because I was 4 year old, I think I was. So I knew, well, I know nothing about football now, but I liked the way he had long hair and he always had his shirt out. So I loved him. And I loved Strachan because he looked like me. But my first heroes were Hughes and Robson.
Strachan cigar moment, brilliant.
Easy. Andre Kanchelskis every single day of the week.
And you two don't know this, ties in with the cover perfectly.
I loved him. And
Subuticons have helped.
So for context, I was born in 89. So when Kanchelskis was playing, I know, sorry.
I was 18.
Oh, I know, sorry. But I do apologise for being born late. You know, but it was funny because every single shirt growing up, I wanted Kanchelskis on the back of. Have you ever tried to get that on the back of a child's shirt before? Because it literally goes down the arm, across the back, and down the other arm. So every year, it's 50p per letter.
Look at the next cover.
75p a letter. You must have been fucking minted,
you. That's the point. So my mum was
like, we used to much money.
When we started to sign players like Yap Stam and stuff, she went, you're having Yap Stam on the back of that shirt now.
Oh, my
four letters.
Gigs or ins.
That ties into the cover, which I've been going through old shirts. I never knew, probably because that period was a blur to me. Van Nistelrooy was a small V on the shirt.
Yeah.
I never knew that.
Right.
So it was a small V and then a big N.
Well, it is a small V, though. That's how
but I never knew that on the shirt. Right.
So that,
if you could
choose in.
Right.
So one of my questions, it was like, what's your favourite ever United kit? So obviously, daddy's older
green
than
off.
Everyone else.
Green off.
Favourite kit.
Yeah,
right. Favourite sponsor.
Three
white stripes.
Three black stripes.
Black
white
stripes.
Kit. Sharp. The 85 one with Alan Brazil, you know, like...
Is that the badge in the middle?
Yeah, the badge in the middle, that was fucking great. 91. We've had some good kits, and I love... I got Albert the kit, and I want it as a grown-up, but I love this black kit.
The current black kit, yeah, it's good, isn't it?
We're wearing
wear that, will we?
Oh. Research.
That's fucking weird.
We're entwined, we're like twins from another mother.
I like the, was it 94, the blue one, and it said like, it had the United crest in black on it, it was like blue and black.
92, wasn't it? That was around there, 92. It was like 92.
What's your favourite?
Easy, innit? It's the one where Cant and I got sent off at Sellers Park. Black kit.
Has to be.
It's the best. I more associate that with Lee Sharp. No, but I more associate that kit with Sharp, Aston Villa, the Monday Bank Holiday Monday where he did the back four. What's your favourite kit, Paul?
United kit. The old proper kit, just plain red with a white collar and cuffs. 63. Cup final shirt.
Shabby
shirt I've ever possessed.
Have you still got it?
Yeah.
Have you?
I take it to Isle of Wight and sleep in it at night because it's so thick, it's warm.
That's a great shout. That would be my second shout. Well, my third shout. My second shout would be the 68 Cup Final one.
If you look at the history of United, we had some weird... two butt plugs.
Blue collar.
Yeah, I didn't like that.
That was before my time.
We've got two books out. We've got load. Wayne Barton, but JP's book, Support That, is self-published on the 90s. I've read a bit of it and it's fantastic. Also Tony Smith's, which he'll feature about Newton Heath, he reveals stuff. Get that.
Is that all in the mag, that? Reviewing them?
Yeah. Well, there's extracts and... So, right, I've got a question for you. I've got to go and try and sort this. If you had a porn name, what would your porn name be?
Oh. oh, can I spend the day thinking about it?
And they will get more and more offensive.
No, it's no edits.
Well, we always said that it used to be like a palindrome, like it was your name backwards.
Tangerine Love Machine.
That doesn't roll off the tongue, so to speak.
Matt, well, his name's Nick Barlow, so backwards it's Kim Walrab. So mine would be Kim Walrab.
You've waited years, literally, your whole life, for this moment, for that gag. And we've got it here. We have recorded that moment in time.
Why have you put your name backwards?
I wouldn't know what my name back was.
Because that's what we say. That's our name. That's gonna, your name backwards.
That's going to give me a headache. That's
I saw it online about 15 years ago. And then,
right,
so it's Kim Walrab.
Choose a darts name.
Tantry Love Machine.
I'm going Bolt Destroyer.
I've never thought about that before.
All right, what would your darts music be? Walk-on music.
Oh, God.
I wouldn't. I wouldn't have walk-on music. I'd have, like, smashing glass, and it'd go dark and silent, and I'd just come out with no top on, and I'd play darts.
That's your normal life?
Yeah, pretty much.
It's a normal night. In the
and I'd wear a vest.
I don't know why. Which is a definite normal night.
I don't know why they wear them shirts, like, and that material as well. It's like, yeah, it's horrible. And just... Yeah,
chaff your man boobs.
Yeah,
I would have.
It goes into a question later, which we have to save for later because it's so offensive. I don't know whether to laugh or cry at it.
Make it more offensive. I don't know. I feel like
you're actually looking at Spotify.
Well, I was double checking it then, but
it's not meant to be this serious.
Well, I know, but you should have just asked me this before, and so I could have prepped for it rather than going.
All right. Okay.
I think it's obvious. Well, no, I think the obvious answer is probably "This Is the One," isn't it, by the Stone Roses. It does get me pretty pumped up, but it's a bit cliche.
A bit pumped up.
So, like, I do like "This Is the One."
I'm going, we're going to win. Cheers, lads. Right, afterwards, Steve's going to take over. Cheers, everyone.
I'm joined by Nigel and Kath, and then we're in a pub we've got here quickly. I will say, I've known loads about United, but a lad called Daniel on his own in the away ticket booth, and Forrest last night helping, sorted me out a duplicate today with my ID, and he went beyond the call, going through the system to make sure no one had scanned it, there was nothing iffy, and I say fair play, and I got in. I feel a bit frustrated, that's a good thing to feel. We could have won, we could have lost. I do think poetry in motion, like what you could have done, I think he should have had Maguire on, hindsight is wonderful and all that, but he said he bought Maguire in the other week to deal with long balls, and in the second half Forrest team talk was go high, go long. I thought on the right we replaced Delow when he was getting exploited, but he just went light for light with Dorga, and they were just overlapping on that side, and that's the moments where you think Ruben, but it's criminal, you cannot go after. It was alright, it wasn't a great performance, it was probably the worst in a long time. But you're 1-0 up, you go, what do? Fucking keep it tight, keep your shape, and don't get done. And football is done by those set pieces and those, you know, those crosses at the moment. Unfortunately, that is football. And to be done once and then twice in a short space of time is criminal. So disappointed, but then I'm trying to look at, we would have lost that. You know, I know Nick will have a go at me in a minute. No, we would have lost it, but we didn't win it either. And they're not a very good side, Forrest. You could tell when they sacked Ange, they're always going to be fucking up for it. But they went so high and long, I thought we didn't really know how to count that. And the praise that I gave Sesko last week, I thought he really, really was poor today. But that's what you get, Helena.
Hey, Barry, you're right. Good to see you again, obviously. Was Maguire asset? Was he on the bench? I heard in the week he was still injured, so he wasn't going to be available, but maybe he was, I didn't check.
This is terrible research, Nigel. What did you make of the game?
Like you say, but I think it was, we were the better side in the first half, 100%. They were struggling. Second half, when we've done it many times in the past, we haven't done it for a while, we came out winning at half time and fell asleep. We were awake for the first 20 minutes. And how many times in the past have we done that, Barney? Many, many times.
Yeah.
But not necessarily under the new manager, because we've never been ahead at half time, which is a start. And then all of a sudden, sort of back against the wall. You concede one, you know what's going to come at you. Concede a second quickly, and we've done it ourselves away from home in the past. One goal becomes two goals quickly, and it changes the dynamic of the game. But I thought we showed that we've got that spirit now. We didn't just put our heads down. We came back and we fought for it, and we got the equaliser. Not undeserved. And where that shot came from, nobody's got a clue.
Absolutely.
Nobody has a clue. And then we could have potentially gone on to win it, but we didn't. But we didn't lose it either. So we came back from a winning position to almost throwing it away by being asleep, to then actually fighting for the draw and getting the draw. And at the end of the season, at the end of the day, that's a good point.
Well, yeah, is it? I don't know. They're better than they are, Forrest, but they're not a very good, you know. And we laid their Brazilian, what is his name, at the back. I mean, he was huffing more than me for the second half, and we made him look. The first half, my notes were, we looked like a team. Lamens takes his time, there's no panic. And then that, and Shaw was excellent, I thought, and made a tackle in 6 minutes. I don't know if they'll show it tonight. Fantastic on the box. We look like a team. This is good. We're 1-0 out, a dirty win, and then we do that in 6 minutes.
Same token, after about an hour, Casemiro was fucked. You could see what's
happening. Yeah.
Players were running past him to get to a 50-50 ball. He should have taken him off. Brought somebody else out. I don't know who. Don't ask me who you should have brought on, because that's not my job to do that.
I didn't ask the name of Casemiro. Everyone knows he's got 60 minutes.
Well, I'm surprised the ref didn't book him, even though it wasn't a booking around the 60-minute mark.
Yeah. That's because he's slow to the ball, second best to the ball.
Yeah.
I think Amorim's got to realise that he's got to make that, be aware of. Yeah, he's crucial to the way we play, but if he's full, then get him off, get somebody else on, just to box it up. I don't know who.
But that's where he's pretty stubborn. Like, you know, not because he thinks Manu can't do that role, which we don't know properly. Maybe he can. I know he's given the ball away. He gave the ball away at Anfield when he came on. But it's like, until you give the lad a chance, then it's going to further frustrate him than going, you know.
And I think the frustrating thing with the other week at Anfield is, and it was the same at Old Trafford the other week. Eventually at Anfield we came out on top because Harry got the great header and all the rest of it, but that's another story. And last week at Old Trafford we made three changes after about 70-75 minutes, and our passing, the whole system went to pieces.
Yeah.
And we almost could have lost that game, or not lost it, but we certainly wouldn't have got the win out of it. We gave a goal away and all of a sudden we're under penalty, we're panicking, aren't we?
But that's what we are. Like, I mean, like, you don't, you know, the giddiness before the game. Well, this is exactly, but we're doing better. You know, it's not great. Some people won't want to hear this, but we are better than last year, but margins possibly. You know, like, I still maintain we'll finish sixth, but we're way off that top level. Because top teams, like, you know, we said Arsenal gone to Burnley today, 2-0, then they'll go, right, another game done. You know, we're so far off that sort of ticking exercise. You go to Forest, and it's a cliche, sorry, no, but I thought we gave Forest more respect than they should have been given to
me. I'm not sure we did that. I think it was just a case of, we've showed it over the last few weeks, or certainly the last couple of weeks, not necessarily Anfield, but Old Trafford last week for 75 minutes. And today, again, first half, we're starting to look like a team that wants to play for each other, and they're getting some passing moves going.
Yeah.
They look like they're comfortable playing with each other. We haven't got any of the arrogance and the. We haven't got any of the. We've got rid of the nubbets.
Yeah, but we didn't go for the jugular today, Nigel.
No, we didn't.
Like at 1-0, and I thought, and Grandma wasn't coming off for him today, Cunha was. But the thing I noticed as well was where they highlighted it, maybe because we're away, but Sesko and Cunha and Grandma have been very close to him at home. Yeah. Whereas today they were all a bit isolated from each other. And that guy, I thought, had a good game.
I do feel a bit sorry for Sesko because he's not getting the service.
No,
which a striker needs. And it's the same with Højlund when he was here last year. All right, I think Sesko's got better players around him because Mbeumo and Kudo, let's face it, they're quality signings. They're used to the Premier League. They are good signings for us. They make us a better side.
Yeah, why not?
But Sesko will not score goals until he gets some service.
Which is what we could have
He's
said
not missed chances, has he?
Um, I didn't realise till at half time that the goal was outrage, that it had it crossed the line, or hadn't it crossed the line, our goal in the first half.
Oh, really? Is that what it's
Sean thought? Dyke right. was going mental there. So I love it. I love a dirty goal like that where we wind up. My satisfaction, because I had to get in the ground early to check the ticket would work, because I had about four or five of Albert's trick-or-treat sweets that I necked off him that he didn't know about last night. Steve, what do you make of that?
I'm disappointed, to be honest.
Right.
I thought he was on.
I did.
I don't know. Dude.
Super six down, that's for sure.
I know if you look at the positives, 6 months ago we'd be 3-0 down at half time.
Or we'd lose 3-1 today, yeah. trying to.
Yeah, once you got behind that, yeah, wouldn't it? Yeah.
Just a bit disappointed, I thought. I know, it is where we are at the minute. New manager bounce.
Which is inevitable.
Yeah.
And it's bald, but I just didn't think we dealt with. When they started going really high and long, we didn't have an answer to that, which is, again, like the Scouts are saying, that's how you get other teams watch all this, don't they?
We've played well for a few games. Today, it didn't click, did it, today? I thought his substitutions were a bit... I don't think
was McGuire sub?
I believe so, yeah. Right. But I don't think... I might be wrong, though.
He's not fully fit.
I don't know.
Maybe I'm doing a disservice, but I think in those situations when they're going long, replace McGuire for Yoro.
Yeah.
We didn't even see McGuire up top. Is that progress or regression?
Or Xerxes, stick someone on.
Yeah. Try something different.
We were about 70 minutes, like, come on, Ruben, stick, do something. And then Mazraoui come on and you're like, what? That's not going to change the game.
He went off on Mazraoui, wasn't he? He was showing away. I mean, you didn't see him come on.
I don't know. He definitely come on, though, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. He was definitely there at the end.
It was Dorgu for Dalot and Yoro. Mazraoui. I thought Dalot was excellent again.
Yeah, he is. And it's a lot faster than I thought it was.
I just, they were very small-time mentality. And it's like, Gary Neville is a wanker, but he's our wanker. But they were really angry at Gary Neville's songs. I mean, he's a tosser, but he's our tosser.
He's a tosser.
I'm not quite sure what he's trying to do with Dorgu, excuse me. He'll back through the wizard, Brentford. Same on second half.
That's not some of Albert's fucking chocolate, is it, Nige? I've got a crunchy here if you want it.
Dorgu came on second half the other week at Brentford. Played again second half today. Not so noticeable today. The other week at Brentford, we would not give him the ball. He had loads of space on the left, and everything went down the right hand side. And it's almost like they don't trust him. Well, give him the ball, see if he can do it. Don't just like say, well, I'm not giving it because we know he can't do it. Give him the opportunity to
try.
Try something different.
That's why not Ahmad go further forward.
I mean, Ahmad's done, well, the last couple of games he's done 60 minutes because he puts a shift in.
Yesterday he does 90. Yeah, I like Ahmad, though.
But why? What's changed in the past week?
He's a wing-back. You know, like, he's not a wing-back. No, but that's what I'm saying. So you're asking him to do a job that he's not. I think he's a grafter. Nick, what do you reckon? You're not back again. But Shane might have a point that as soon as we started singing at 1-0, Ruben Amorim, we go to shit again. So stop singing it till we're good.
You kind of feel like it's like two steps forward, one step back, and it's kind of a bit of what we thought we were over the last three games compared to what we have been. But it was like a wild 3 or 4
isn't that
minutes.
The reactionary I said earlier, we drew a game of football, you know, wasn't a particularly good game.
I don't think I'm disappointed in terms of the way that Steve was disappointed when we were just talking about on the way out of the ground. I just feel a bit more like we've obviously still got a little bit of that vulnerability in us, but at the same time, I thought we had an element of control, and I'm not really sure what to make of that performance today, if I'm being honest. I thought it had a lot of good and it had a lot of bad about it. So when performances do have that, then you draw a game of football. So I don't think anyone should be over the top, oh my God, what a catastrophe, or over the, you know, I just thought it was
just
a game of football that we drew, that we had a really bad few minutes where if you could just take 3 minutes away from that game.
Yeah.
I thought we were in a lot of control and they didn't really do it.
But that's what they've got to learn.
you know, if you're 1-0 up, good teams.
If you're trying to make a if you're trying to progress to be a good football team, you have to go from where we've been over the last few weeks to go through games like today and not lose it. And we didn't lose it. And I thought the second goal was cracking. So, you know,
We could have won, we could have lost. Yeah. Like, move on, that's a game of football.
We could have won. I mean, there was a good chance at the end, wasn't there?
What is football is now getting shaped by just, like, corners. You know, we knew this anyway, set pieces. You know, Forrest are 2-1 up, lumping it in. Football's not getting decided, really, by its, you know, individual acts of brilliance. It's all...
I think you're reading too deep into that. I think it's they've always been a part of football, but I think this season people are jumping on that. Like,
yeah, I'm not moaning about it. I just think it's a bit of a fad
at the minute because things come round, don't they?
Positives today, negatives.
About the win.
I thought Shaw was excellent.
Shaw was, but this is a problem.
But then we let two goals in. I don't know about the goals, whether I like the goalie, he gives me security, but he has let in two goals again.
Goal, so I can't comment on that. But one thing I will say, me and Steve were talking about during the game, is that, again, nothing new, nothing revolutionary, but I really like Delict. I just think it gives me so much confidence at the back.
And
he's easily the best player so far this season. It makes me really happy when he's got the ball. Casemiro's okay. I thought Fernandez was quiet again, but
I
thought Cooney was terrible today. Again,
wasn't terrible.
I thought he was.
He just wasn't much.
So one of my questions was:
yes,
would Fergie win the league with this squad? Bearing in mind,
no, that's gone unfortunately.
Bearing in mind, I know it's not going to happen, and he's long time retired. And fair play to him. Bearing in mind, the squad he won the last league with. Yeah. Would Fergie win the league with this squad?
No, that's gone. They're not good enough. They're just not good enough. They're not brain. They haven't got the intelligence. That side, even though they're on their head, Rio, Vidic, Evra, you know, they were on their downers, but they had brains and they knew how to play football. This lot, De Ligt knows how to play. Hopefully Yoro does, but they're very, you know, stupid. Even today, like, that. What Forest, and it's Forest, that's their level. But they killed time, great. The goalie. So as soon as you concede, United Lamin should go, it's not particularly United way, but we have to adapt in this era and go, kill this 5 minutes off. They've got the initiative. Someone go down, someone do the City dirty shit, stop the game and just stop their initiative. But instead, we sort of go, we never go down like that, and it's not United's way. But if you're going to succeed, Forrest, that goalie, took the fucking piss with time wasting. But he's got a result at the end of the day, so... I'm not, you know, let's see next week. We're now fifth. We're still in the zone. We were second today. We were second for about how long? 20 minutes. What did you make, Zach? What did you make today?
I thought second half was shit. We just got targeted down our left hand side with Dallow. And then, yeah, I thought the ref was awful as well. Ryan Yates was down for about 5 minutes and he didn't add any more on. But. Yeah, shows we're disappointed with a 2-2 draw after winning 3-0.
Is that progress or is that like delusion or are we just like that low base?
Low base. And like I say, we're second at half time and now we're disappointed.
They'll never take that second place. Like, hey, that's how, we only had Wolves for 17 hours.
Just disappointing getting caught with those two goals after half time. Don't think Forest were.
Their fans were gobby.
Pardon?
Their fans were gobby.
Gobby, oh yeah.
During the game, and that miss strolling in is fucking impressive when they do that. I wish we had an amp. A bugbear. We were singing about Wes Brown. I know that, you know, like, will we sing about the current players? Someone out there has to. I thought I love Wes Brown. But he's not going to do us any good today. You know, he's on MUTV or something. Get a fucking song for the new lot. Even the ones we don't particularly like, get a song for. Right, Steve, go on, get your questions. You can join in, lads.
I've not got many left.
Oh.
So what players who've played for us
but at the wrong stage of the career. So players that we've signed either too late or we've let go too early. So for example, Laurent Blanc, we signed in too late. Cavani, too late. Yeah. So who have we signed either too late or we've let go too early?
But he didn't say.
Van der Sar should have signed him 5 years before that.
10 years out.
Good question. Anyone?
Van der Sar's the perfect answer.
Going back in the, I wish we'd signed, even though he's a twat, Peter Shilton. I wish we'd signed Terry Butcher, and even though he's a twat, I wish we'd signed Gary Lineker, because that would have won us the league in the 80s. Those three would have won us the league in the 80s. They would have known.
What about players we've let go? Beardsley.
Yeah, and bizarrely, he was a spectacularly average player, if that makes sense. David Platt. Mm-hmm. He would have done wonders for United. That sort of player gets you goals. We don't have.
So you're not coming from our academy?
Yeah. We let Pearson go.
Yeah.
Not Peter Bodak, he never proved this wrong. Anyone?
Sean Goulter?
Sean Goulter. Who else? Flatan. No, you can't.
Right, so you're also very, old, famous for mispronouncing things. So, for example, you've always called Cusack.
Folk music,
yeah. Thomas Kuzacek.
Bacon. I spell it wrong.
Garnaccio. Kuzacek.
Arsenal.
Arsenal, yeah. So,
is this just humiliating me?
No, it's not. So, are there any other things away from football that you mispronounce? So, for example,
I'm a barely stumbling human being, Steve. Do you remember? It's I could default my whole life. I know every. This is what someone once years ago. I know every fault I've got. I've got about a million. Let's not start that. We're supposed to be having an enjoyable drink.
We got rid of too early. Only played one game for us, Peter Beardsley.
They said that. Come on, Nigel.
Fucking hell. Shot me out in flames.
I said Van Persie.
What, earlier?
We'd have got him earlier. He saw his arse. Kind of got him in the right
But he saw his arse under Moyes, and I never liked that, even though Moyes was a disaster. I know.
So, no, he was quite right, though, didn't he?
It wasn't on his own, was he?
But he's sort of down fucking Bastian Schweinsteiger, even though I have a fucking hate relationship. He would have been great in that side. Right.
What else have we got? Right.
Does anyone else mispronounce that?
I thought the TLC song Don't Go Chasing Waterfalls was Go Go Jason Waterfalls for years.
Oh, that's Peter Kay, isn't it?
The song I don't know.
I get loads of songs wrong.
No, he does me head in. I can't stand his face. So you asked me for my hates the other day, and so 11 out of 11 players, I think 10 out of the 11 I purely hate because of the way the faces
I'm
are.
Saving that for you've ruined the mag skit there.
Oh, sorry, have I?
Yeah, I might have to take that out.
You'll just edit me out. You edit me out, everything else. Right.
Yeah, speaking, you say rude things.
Speaking of edits,
how many questions?
Luke Littler.
Oh, God. Is this the last one?
Well, it can be.
No, save that for the last one.
All right. Who's your favourite serial killer? I watched Ed Gein on Netflix.
Oh, that look. Didn't he make armchairs?
Hats, yeah. I mean, he's no.
That's what I mean. I just want to fucking have a pint and a packet of crisps. Who then goes, I want to cut someone up and make a fucking armchair or sofa out?
No, but I mean, Bundy. Bundy's up there for me. Who's your favourite serial?
The Zodiac Killer.
All right.
Do you remember?
If you've got to pick a favourite serial killer, pick one. The Zodiac.
Yeah, but have you read all the books about it? Do you remember? We shouldn't really. Oh, Yapstam is a serial killer.
Is this old thing?
I think we have to cut this whole segment out. Hello, Paul. What did you make of that?
It's very mediocre. I want to see their two goals to see.
Yeah.
Whether it was a goalkeeping error or just we were rubbish.
High balls, I think we couldn't handle it.
Started to half time, obviously seen something. Told them, and it's gone bang bang.
He winds me
up. I'm glad we got a draw out of it.
1 point gained.
Yeah.
two lost.
And to be fair, before the game, we'd have probably settled for a point.
Not Steve. I won. I thought it was on. But Barney told me we're fifth, so it is on. I've got two United-related questions. Yeah, right. Is Ruben Amorim too honest in his press conferences? The reason I say it is, like, today, I'm watching him on the sidelines and I'm willing him to do something, make some changes. He looks, when we go behind, he looks crestfallen that it's about him. And his job is to motivate and get these players to do something.
I love him.
And it's not a dig at him.
And I so want him to do well. And I do. I have major doubts, but less so in the last month. Like, I do, like, let's see where
we're fickle, aren't we?
Like, massively. And, like, I accuse Nick of being reactionary, but I'm trying to be calm, like, one point, you know, as I keep saying. But I did watch him when Dyke was celebrating the second, and I did totally think he looks a bit broken for that couple of minutes. You've got to stop that, because that's, again, energy, and people feed on that.
Do you remember, I mean, Fergie didn't make many mistakes in his later years, but do you remember Real Madrid at home when Nani got sent off, and we're
Jose just went, changed Modric, 5 minutes of magical change.
You just need to put yourself out of it and just sort the job out. And my last question related to United, bear in mind, I wrote these a couple of weeks ago, pissed up.
Good questions. And
at the time, there was a questionnaire going round season ticket holders about, I don't even know what it was about, because I never got it, my dad never got it, you never got it.
I didn't
got
it, no. It's now open to all, but I never got...
Is that the same questionnaire?
Well, I don't know. I never got a direct email.
I didn't.
Which, because I said, don't move. Zach, did you get the questionnaire about the ground development? No. So because I said... I mean, this is where Daniel at the ticket office, I love you for today, get me in. But is it because I put don't move in the first one? That sounds massively conspiratorial.
I mean, look,
but I put don't move, and then I don't get the next email.
Put the questionnaire and Reds have right. The last one
I didn't fill the last one.
See, I did, and I probably didn't get a questionnaire because of some of the answers that I put.
So what's your question?
The question is like, so now that questionnaire, if we presume it's the same questionnaire that's been allowed, so anyone can answer that, because they've obviously got an agenda. I was just interested to know who's actually had this questionnaire. But secondly...
Because he's smarmy, isn't he? You got the questionnaire about the season tickets.
Yeah, I did, yeah.
I bet you went, Jim, make it like the NFL.
Oh, wow, that's
sorry.
Do you know, I do nothing, but...
What, you call me a bald fucking... people on this don't hear the abuse I get.
I call you a bald fucking what?
Bald
there
twat.
There we go, moving on. I've never done anything like that. I'm nothing but nice to you. I sit there and sell in all weathers, and all I do is get abuse off you, or Nathan, or you, or maybe Nathan again.
Or might show him how long all the pictures you've taken from the ground to here.
I've taken a lot of photographs.
Oh, bridges.
Nottingham Forest, he has
a picture. Oh, not County. That is great, walking past both grounds, Forest and County. Right, do we have, before Steve gets to his last question, do we have any loves of the week, hates of the week? Task was good, I love blue lights.
Hate of the week was fucking £7 Guinness in the castle today. Not and card only, not a fan of that.
The queue for the Guinness, because every fucker's got into Guinness again. Wait, that fad is pissing me off. Fuck off. Us Guinness professionals don't like you fucking newbies.
I've got a Guinness tattoo on me,
haven't I? Right, hates of the week, loves of the week. I still, Man United, look, we're here.
Mike's going to be Forest, because I've got to work with them all next week, haven't I?
Forests?
No, Forest.
Oh, Forest. I thought Florence, yeah. I was about to kick off, so that is my dream job. I would love to be a florist.
Would you?
Have I never told you that?
Yeah,
really? No, I'd love to be a florist.
The Nottingham florist?
Well, I don't live in Nottingham.
That could be your serial killer name.
Yeah. We'll throw everyone up.
Yeah, Bessie leaves, a begonia.
You just call me the Nottingham florist next to a table of girls who are having a night out. They now think I'm a serial killer.
Right, any other loves of the week? Hates of the week?
Hates of the week.
But all being together. Like, I missed it before, but love it.
I think this is a great bar, by the way. I think this bar goes massively unsung. This has got me a love of the week.
And across a bridge?
Across a bridge on the way in.
Across the lot of bridges.
This is great.
Nick sends me videos, I hasten to add. If people think I'm big on Instagram, you send me videos of extreme bridges around the world, do you not? Like China, where they're like 2,000 feet in the air.
So
he sends me that on a Monday morning.
Because I'm trying to get Barney over his fear. And I think that by seeing it, it just normalises it. And that's the way that psychiatrists would see it. Look. Of the week is most definitely this bar. Hate of the week, easily, without a doubt, is East Midlands Railway, putting on two carriages.
And you got very hot and sweaty.
I got very hot and sweaty. Well, I didn't get sweaty, but I got very warm.
Right.
So this is my love of the week now.
And love of the week. What's that?
Not being in the pier hat tonight.
So this is my love of the week. So I took my little lad to watch Steve Backshall at the arena on Wednesday.
And he's impressive.
And we went into the football museum before. And he took like a real interest in like the stuff about Munich and the babes and stuff. So that's my love. That's my love of the week.
Love Harry. Steve Bradshaw. He does some that was at the Mexican caves and like didn't he do the row? We're going to go on to Nathan, who's on his travels in the Far East. I hope he's had a great night. But we end it with one last question.
Right, Luke Littler. Does he have a man dick or a teenage dick? Does he have?
I don't.
What's the difference?
Nick, you show.
Nick looks horrified. I'm going to keep that in just to wind you up.
He won't wind me up. I am anonymous.
I mean, who fucking? He sent me that as a question the other week while the darts was on. Who the fuck thinks of that?
Oh, I think a lot of fucking weird.
I'd love to be in your brain.
I'll tell you off here. I'll tell you what happened the other day.
Right.
Right, now God bless.
Now you've got to say.
Say what?
What we usually say. You listen to these.
Not right to the end of them. Don't forget to like and subscribe. Glory, glory, Man United.
Hello everyone, from a random suburb in Singapore. It's 1:10. I've just watched United draw 2-2 with Nottingham Forest. And you know what? I think it was a fair result. I'm not going to come away from that feeling really pissed off or anything. I think when you're going into a game, Sean Dyche, first home game for him, it's always going to be tough. And our first goal, should it have been a corner to start with? So, you know, as much as I feel for the guy that's not going to get his hair cut for the next another month, other than that, I think a point's all right. Do you know what I mean? I think we've had a really good few weeks and I don't mind that. I don't mind it. But yeah, I'm in Singapore. It's very warm. Got here yesterday after the longest flight in the world. It just felt like it was ridiculous. It was horrible. Today, lots of mooching about. Very sweaty. Seeing lots of things. Tomorrow, can do the same, basically. Sounds great. Great chat, Nathan. Yeah, found a little pub that I could watch the game. It's quite expensive here, in the grand scheme of things, for the rest of Asia. But it was worth it for the fact... Oh, actually, I'll tell you why it was worth it. So I was in this little bar then, and there was like a couple next to me, and they came and sat over, and they were like... And the lad, obviously, was into his football, and he was like, oh, you're watching a United game, and I've got my United shirt on, and we're talking about that, blah, blah, blah. And then he was like, his missus said something, and then they were like in Singaporean. Sorry, that sounds bad. I don't know what language it is. And then he was like, has anyone ever told you that you... has anyone ever told you you look like Bradley Cooper? Bradley Cooper, Hollywood heartthrob. You all know who we were talking about. And I was like, no one's ever told me that. And then they bought me a pint with, like, I'll share the picture. It was a pint, but with, like, an ice cream. It wasn't ice cream, but it was, like, a frosted top. You know that advert back in the day? It was, like, Boddington's, do you want a flake in that love? It was literally like that, but it was an actual... It was ridiculous. But they got me that for free, which was lovely, because they thought I looked like Bradley Cooper. I don't look like Bradley Cooper. But I'll take it. Yeah, so that saved a bit of money. But other than that, it's been a lovely day. I'm not upset that we didn't win. I think we're lucky to get a draw, if anything. So I'll take it. I'm looking forward to hear what the rest of them got to say when, seeing as they were there at the actual game. And yeah, I'll speak to you all in a week's time. And I will be somewhere in Malaysia, I believe. So yeah, all right. To the regiment, glory, glory, Man United. No matter where we are in the world, people fucking love us, and it's incredible. Do you know what? I said it 2 years ago when I was in Asia last time. I'll say it again. It's mad that my local team that is literally half an hour walk away from me, I'm in the middle of nowhere. Well, I'm not in the middle of nowhere, but you know what I mean? I'm in the middle of somewhere else on literally the other side of the world, and there's people wanting us to do well. It's incredible. So, glory, glory, Man United. We're the best team in the world. Let's have it. All right then. See you later. Goodbye.